Luis Abinader doubles down on hardline immigration policy against Haitians. The Dominican government has once again reaffirmed its intention to maintain a hardline stance on immigration. No regularization will be granted to individuals with irregular status, announced Jamero Figueroa, Director of Government Strategy and Communication, DICOM, and presidential spokesperson. This message, shared on the social network X, formerly Twitter, is part of a series of political announcements specifically targeting Haitian immigrants, many of whom live in precarious conditions throughout the country. The government's immigration policy is clear: reduce the presence of undocumented immigrants, secure the border, and enforce the law. We continue to implement the 15 measures announced by the president and move forward in seeking national consensus, including with former presidents. Our policy does not include any regularization plan, wrote Figueroa. This statement comes as national and international organizations have been denouncing the inhumane treatment of Haitian migrants for months. Violent raids, deportations without legal procedure, family separations, and detentions under deplorable conditions have been repeatedly documented by NGOs such as Human Rights Watch and Amnesty International. The Dominican Liberation Party, PLD, led by former President Leonel Fernandez, has also criticized the Abinader government for its lack of humanism toward Haitian immigrants. Since President Luis Abinader took office, Dominican authorities have significantly strengthened border control measures, particularly along the line separating the country from its Haitian neighbor, which is mired in an acute political and humanitarian crisis. In this context, thousands of Haitian nationals have fled their country seeking refuge or better living conditions in the Dominican Republic. According to Mr. Figueroa, the government is currently implementing the 15 immigration measures announced by President Abinader, aimed at ensuring orderly, transparent, and law-abiding management. While the message does not enumerate these measures in detail, they notably include mass deportations, strengthening of the border wall, and sanctions against employers harboring undocumented foreigners. Figueroa also emphasized that the government is working to build a national consensus involving various sectors, including former presidents of the republic, around this state policy, presented as a defense of national sovereignty and legal framework. President Luis Abinader's government maintains the execution of the 15 previously announced immigration measures, which strengthen the institutional commitment to orderly, transparent, and law-abiding migration management, he specified. Haitians represent the majority of immigrants living in the Dominican Republic. Many hold precarious jobs in construction, agriculture, or domestic services. Despite their essential contribution to several economic sectors, their presence remains largely stigmatized. Skin color, language, and national origin are often factors of discrimination. The tightening of Dominican immigration policy, particularly the absence of any regularization plan, leaves thousands of Haitian families in a state of increasing legal and social insecurity. For human rights defenders, this approach is not only inhumane but also contrary to international conventions ratified by the country. Jamero Figueroa's message aims to dispel any ambiguity about the Dominican government's direction on migration. It represents a categorical refusal to consider any form of regularization for people with irregular status, even those who have resided in the territory for years or are fleeing serious humanitarian crises. At a time when the Dominican Republic seeks to strengthen its regional alliances and attract foreign investment, this rigid immigration policy could well tarnish its image on the international stage.